Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Ethan Lane of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association talking about the stimulus package for the beef industry in just a moment. When every head of cattle counts, stay at the head of the class with the proven treatment of Cydectin, Moxidectin. Cydectin's prone formulation is the only cattle dewormer in its chemical class and provides proven treatment of 33 parasite species and stages. Cydectin's broad spectrum control has also been shown to result in increased weight gain and helps reduce pasture contamination. Visit your local retailer or BearLivestock.com for more information. Keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
You know, when someone pushes you, sometimes you've got to push back. For years, tobacco companies have been poisoning our people, targeting our kids, and lying about the dangers of tobacco. That's not okay.
We can do more to protect our children and help Oklahomans live longer, healthier lives. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Big Tobacco needs to know who they're messing with. You ready?
Lots of words are being used to describe what's going on right now in this country and really around the world with the coronavirus outbreak. Unprecedented is one that we've heard a lot. And Ethan Lane says with the new terminology we're hearing, flatten the curve, social distancing, and the rush to the grocery store to buy everything you can find, including beef, makes it an extremely different time in America.
Well, I mean, you said a mouthful. This is just a surreal environment to be operating in. But the few items that we keep highlighting for Capitol Hill is that folks are in need of our protein right now more than ever before. As we've seen a drop-off on the food service side, the fact is people are going to the grocery store, they're cleaning out shelves, they're buying all the beef they can get their hands on, and we're seeing that reflected in the market. The problem is we are not seeing that reflected for our cattlemen on the ground. The difference between what we've seen as far as profit on the box beef side and what our producers are putting in their pocket in the market is striking, and it's just not reflective of reality. And that's been a lot of our focus in not just the last few weeks, but quite frankly, for months now, coming out of the Holcomb fire and before, because we do have that underlying price discovery issue in our cattle markets. And that's been our message to Capitol Hill is, you know, if you're crafting a $2 trillion package, even though typically the cattle industry doesn't ask for that kind of cash support from the government, we're unique in agriculture and that's just not something we typically ask for. In fact, most of us have policy against it. But these are extraordinary times, and so we've engaged in some extraordinary measures. And the package that was passed out of the Senate last night includes $9.5 billion in aid for what they're describing as specialty crop, local food systems and livestock producers. So that's the bucket from which we're going to be able to receive some support for producers. You know, we're still working through the details of what that will look like.
And the challenge is, how do you get that money out to the cattle producers that have been impacted by these crashing cattle prices?
We haven't done this before. You know, if you're in other parts of agriculture that are more used to sort of, direct payments and support from the government, this is an easier equation. They're used to having this conversation. We don't do this in the cattle industry typically. So, you know, to some extent, we're having to talk through what that might look like and how you quantify loss. And so that's I think where the conversation is now, is that technical implementation. A lot of credit needs to go to Chairman Roberts at the Senate Agriculture Committee, as well as Leader McConnell and those senators around cattle country that have really put a lot of hard work into getting us to this point. This thing doesn't come together by accident. It takes champions for our industry doing a lot of work behind the scenes to make this a reality. Now a new phase of hard work is going to begin with USDA once this thing is passed out of the House, trying to figure out how we implement it quickly and how we get support to those producers that really need it.
Are you making any recommendations back to your membership to cattle producers? You know, do they need to be, you know, documenting, you know, if they took cattle to town after the market had crashed, do they need to be documenting that type of stuff potentially for getting involved?
Absolutely. I mean, I sure wouldn't be throwing away any paperwork right now. I just, because we've heard different options about based on receipts. And so I sure, if I was a producer out there that had taken cattle to market in the last few weeks, I'd sure want that documentation handy, because you know I think there are a lot of different discussions going on about how this might play out, and you know if that were my business, I'd sure want to have every bit of documentation I could get my hands on to be able to demonstrate my case.
Ethan Lane says at this point, stay tuned. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.